everybody. This is Alan.
And this is Ryan. And this is...
The No Nonsense Podcast.
Man, that felt really weird because normally I'm the one that goes, hey, everybody, this is Ryan. Now it feels all...
Yeah.
I've lost my place. It's so, just, I don't know how to brain right now.
You do that. So what I like about you...
Oh, no. That's a disclaimer, you guys. Like, when he says, okay, what I like about you, it's when, you know how when you guys go into a job interview or something, or you get called into the boss's office, they always lead with something positive to bring your confidence up, and then they deliver the hit. All right, what you gonna say? What do you like about me?
Are you already setting yourself up for the hit? There's no hit here. Okay, here's what I like about you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you are not one... to be happy with the routine. You like to break it up. So, like, with our intro, just as something as simple as that, you're like, listen, I'm always doing it. Let's switch it up. You're always willing to change. You're always willing to be flexible. You're adaptable. There you go.
Thank you.
It says a lot about you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a weird thing, though. It's like, because I am super A-type personality... Right. But I know as someone with anxiety, if I don't let go of those reins at some point, man, I'm going to go crazy. So.
But she's been so we met like we were both teens.
Yeah.
And when we met, she was pretty much the same, which was way crazy because she was a 16-year-old girl that.
No nonsense. Just like, you know what? I'm not dealing. Listen, no pun intended. No, seriously. I was just kind of like, I'm over it. I'm done. Moved out to Arizona, right? And child, you know my history. I'm not even going to go into the minutia of it.
Gotcha.
But we moved out here, just me and my family. And mentally, I was done. I was ready for a change. I was over it. So been there, done that. Been through a whole lot more than the average teenager. And then when I met you, you were on your own. Like, you know, living on your own and going to school and working at the same time. So a little bit about us, enough about us. Blah. Coffee's kicking in. Jesus.
I have to admit. So here's the thing. Like, so I'm getting older. I don't know if you know this.
You know what? I like to say... It's so weird. I go on, you know, social media. Mm-hmm. I see my daughter growing up. Mm. I see my family, you know, growing up from across the country. I see people that I went to school with growing up with kids. And I'm like, how is it all y'all getting old and I'm not?
You know what? This topic's way better than the one I was about to bring up. So I'm going to scratch that one.
Okay.
And talk about the fact that how amazing is social media?
Hold on. I have to do this affirmation because I can on.
Oh, yeah. You didn't do a daily affirmation yet.
Well, see, that's the thing. We went into the intro.
Yeah.
And we just naturally just started talking.
Yeah.
So got off a routine. Look at that.
Yeah.
And so let's jump back into this affirmation. We're going to continue.
And getting off a routine is healthy.
Honey.
So people need to know that. It's healthy to break that.
In this day and age... Sometimes you just need a slight little change to kind of rejuvenate some things, and change is good. And I think that's a problem we're having right now in our society, is that a lot of people don't want change and they're afraid of it. And that creates hostility, that creates confusion. And if you are not easily adaptable to situations that are thrown your way, I don't know how you're going to succeed. Which is, that brings us right into our main topic. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Wait, did you do the daily affirmation yet?
I'm about to.
Girl, do your thing.
What was that last note?
Thing.
There you go. My.
I'm known for my hustle.
I missed that commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. Daily affirmation. My path is my own business.
Ooh, okay.
Thank you. So that means whatever your goal is, whatever your plan in life is nobody else's business. Don't worry about what this person is doing over there. Don't worry about how successful or not successful that person is over there. Mind your own business and put those blinders on and keep on grinding, because so many times we become like, we get set back because we're like, oh no, well, this person is doing this. Shouldn't I be? No. Everyone's situation is different.
Yes.
I'm a mind my business. Y'all mind your own business. But I say it with love.
You know, I just realized So I was literally getting into what she was saying and pointing at her and be like, yes, and no one can see that. So
he was my hype man and y'all couldn't even enjoy that.
I was the silent hype man. Do want to add something though.
Okay.
To, you know, how our society is gauging success.
Mm-hmm.
Success is not likes on social media. And so humans, when it comes to social media, it's hard. You can't, unless you're, you know, Barack Obama or someone who has millions and millions of followers. No, that you can equate that to success. But everyday people like myself, I've learned that just because I don't get 1,000 likes on something does not mean I'm not successful. And I think I see that going with a lot of people. A lot of our 20 to 25ers nowadays.
Yeah.
Well,
not just that. So, like, and it also depends on the platform that you're on, too.
Right.
So, like, if you're on Twitter. No, let me back up. If you're on Instagram, your audience is going to probably be between the ages of 18 and 25. So, if your content does not relate to them, you know, or doesn't relate to the majority, your likes aren't going to reflect that. If you're on Snapchat, the demographics there are entirely different. And if you don't post... No,
okay, so you know me. Mm-hmm. I've just recently signed up for all these things. Mm-hmm. I was on Facebook for years, but that was it.
Yeah.
And I'm working on it, and I'm working really hard, but I still don't understand Snapchat. What is that?
So here's the thing. Snapchat came on the scene because...
And I know we've talked about that part once.
Yeah, it allows for you to post a video or picture of yourself, and it's not... Technically, it's not permanent because it just stays there for a small period of time and then it disappears. And so you had a whole bunch of teenagers that were just being foolish teenagers and doing things like, oh, no one's going to keep this. Fool, I can screenshot this and show it to your mama.
Well,
like,
not only that, but everything we do on these sites gets archived on the back end into their servers.
We're leaving digital thumbprints everywhere. That, and that's what makes me feel old. But here's the thing. Me and my daughter, I don't know if you've met me and my daughter, Alan. We're
barely
hams. Barely. We are hams.
I'm
so
legally blind.
They don't know that meme. See, listen, one of these days we're going to do an entire episode dedicated to our favorite memes
and vines
videos, because in our residence, when we go home, we speak meme, okay? Mm-hmm. So, it's our own language.
Actually, we originally saw that in World's Dumbest.
Yes.
Which stopped playing, I think it was on TBS. If I'm
wrong,
don't
True
sue
TV.
Me. True TV. Thank you, and don't sue TBS or True TV.
Yes. So, we speak meme, and so every once in a while... And we also have our own language too. We could just look at each other from across the room and you know exactly what I'm thinking.
I think a lot of people can do that with their others.
Significant other, best friend, whatever. Mm-hmm. When you have a connection with someone, you have your own language.
I've noticed
and
a
that's
lot of couples
real.
In public lately. Where if the guy is guys do this, I'm guilty of this. We ruin things. So sometimes we be talking all too much or, you know.
What? Guys sometimes say things
right.
that aren't on par?
Here's what I've done. So we had a conversation, you and I, and so ever since then, I've been more aware in public. So I'm, you know, hanging back in the cut, the cool kid, right? In my mind.
Okay, let me let me preface this with this, though, you guys. What you have to understand is Alan he has such high EQ. So he's always socially aware of the room and other people, but sometimes almost too aware in that he can, let's see, if he's talking to a group of people, he knows his audience, right? And so sometimes that hits home really hard with people and they're not really ready to accept that realness at first. It's really good, but it's not that you're a bad communicator. It's just like you get too real with people and they're like, ooh, I wasn't ready to be real with you.
I do that.
And so the only thing is like, I'm like, okay, Alan, you know, bring it back a little bit because, you know, you don't want to make people go like, oh crap, he put a mirror in front of my face and now I got to look at myself. People don't like that when they're not ready.
I really, and the sad part is I don't have
a
lot of friends. We had the friend that introduced us.
We had a mutual friend. Let me tell you why. Because anytime someone wanted to hang out with you, anytime someone wanted to, you know, just communicate with you, you were like, oh, I gotta work. Like,
I did have to work.
Yeah, you did. But it's like, friendships are relationships, boo. And so I think at that time,
rent had to be paid. Rent was due, Stu.
So, yeah, and that's another thing. Like, you work too hard. And so now you're like, yeah.
That's why I feel so old. That's the thing.
That was choice. Like, you're always so charismatic and people are always just so drawn to you. But you're always, like, goals, right? And I think at that moment, you only had room for, like, a significant other, like a girlfriend.
But I wasn't even looking for that.
Hello,
my friend. Honey, forced,
our friend forced us together.
Yeah,
he did. Because I remember he had. I'm not gonna go into detail too much.
You and I were in the same mind space.
Yeah,
we were like, we don't want to get in relationships.
I was like, Eric, do things. Don't hook me up with another. No. This one's different, Eric. Honey, don't do it. And then you were like, Eric, I'm not having it. And then we met and it was like,
I'm having this. But real quick, before I forget, the reason I started on that whole thing was what I've been noticing is a lot of couples, the female part of that couple will have signals that they do to the male to let them know that they need to stop. So I've noticed in public a couple things. Females will touch the lower back. Females will shoot a look at their significant other. I also saw a female grab the elbow skin of her.
The elbow skin?
She grabbed. There was this guy at the store, and he was getting into this really long conversation in the middle of the aisle.
That
made her. I could tell that his.
You know, that's my pet peeve. Move out the aisle.
They were getting stressed out. They didn't want to be in the middle of the aisle. It didn't even look like they liked the person he was talking to. She grabbed that dude's elbow skin and pulled it. Like putty or something.
Now,
it was in an angle where the person he's talking to can't see it, but I saw that stuff stretch a foot and a half.
You know,
that elbow skin was stretched, and then he got the clue. And so that led that when his reaction was, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That his mind's trained now to when his elbow skin gets pulled, he wraps it up.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, here's the thing though. That confuses me because, you know, I am not a touchy feely person.
I wish you were.
But
I'm sorry.
But Alan, we're talking to people. This is mixed company. But I am with you. And
I said
so
what I said.
For no reason, I'll come up and I'll put my arm around you. I'll put my hand on your back and it don't really mean anything. And then sometimes when I shoot you a look, it's not like, Alan, be quiet. The reason I'm shooting you a look is like, dude, look over there. Look over there across the room. Look what's happening. Because I don't want to be the only one enjoying this. Right. You know? So if someone's sitting up there cutting a fool, I want you to see it.
Right. And here's the thing. I can't look at you when something funny is going down.
Please
and
don't.
Someone falls.
Yep. Please don't.
Ryan, if you look at Ryan.
Yes.
My daughter does this too.
Yeah.
Because we'll all three be out. We'll see someone fall. And the person's okay. So we've trained our daughter to wait to see if someone's actually okay first before you crack up. And so, but, you know, let's be honest. Things are funny. And so we will all quickly go, try to hold in the laugh, and then
but
when it's right, my daughter and I will stare at Ryan, and she hates it.
Yes, because I can feel the eyes, and assume, and I've always been like this since I was a kid. If something happens and it's funny, please don't look at me, because I am going to crack up.
So
I'm like the Hoover Dam. And as soon as you look at me, that dam breaks. I will roast that person. I will laugh. I'm trying to stay saved, people. Don't look at me. It's kind of like this. The moment you say, universe, God, I'm going to be good. I promise. I'm going to be good this week. I'm going to be a good person. It's like the universe brings just all kinds of ridiculousness to you on a silver platter and says, oh, you want to be good? Look at this. It's just like it challenges you. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do
and
it.
And I look, it doesn't help that I'm staring at her like Stewie Griffin. So if those Family Guy fans like I am, he does this thing where if something's like really bad, he'll
turn that big old football head.
It'll get real quiet and he'll just look
slowly turn that head
like, did y'all hear that?
Child.
But we do. So here's what I would like to do, because I know I can do that as well. I want you to come up with a sign for me, because we don't have one.
Okay.
I want you to come up with something that has nothing to do with my elbow or knee skin.
Okay.
Could you imagine that? Like, to shut me up in public while I'm talking to people, you grab my knee skin and pull it?
Honey, but work? I don't have to shut you up in public. The only time, like, if I see someone that's like, okay, he's getting really real, like, you're talking about, if someone's...
That's
like,
it. The problem is I care for people. And so, you know, we may have friends going through something. And I'll go right to, hey, man, how are you really?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I do that because I care.
Well, even with your employees, like, your, I'm not going to say any names, but there was a lady who's, I'm not going to go into it. She, let's just say that somebody was really going through something, and Alan noticed that she was acting a certain way, and he just was like, hey, what's going on? And then just, like, tears, and she just, like, you know, didn't have anyone to talk to about it. And so, man, we've always been like that.
Wait, was that?
Don't say any names.
No, but I can't. That's not current. Isn't
it's,
that past?
No, it's pretty recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had that happen several times in my career. That's why I'm having.
Yeah, no. I mean, honey, your whole life, like, as a kid, we've just always kind of been the old souls with our friends.
Unfortunately,
nothing that helped me to prevent myself from bumping my head so many times.
I don't know. I feel lame. I don't feel cool now. I feel like that the grandpa or the dad or
forget
the...
cool. I'm too old to be worried about being cool.
You know what? That's
I just
so true.
Said, Alan, I just said
so
my path is my own business.
Oh.
I said what I said, I told you that's my mantra for the year.
You know, be good, do good, and the rest kind of falls.
I don't
into
care.
Place,
I know? Listen. I don't care, honey. If you want to do this, sweetie, you want to, you know, take a whole hour to put makeup on, girl, you look beautiful. But guess what? That ain't me. Like, if you want to go ahead and sit up there and have, like, you know, drink every night and go party, go to this club, go to that club, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I will sit in my, you know, pajama pants and my sweater, drink my coffee and or margarita and watch my Netflix, because that's what Ryan do. That's how I chill. That's how I have fun.
Netflix and chill.
Which was
our Halloween costumes.
Halloween costumes. Yeah. And then our baby was a social butterfly.
Yes. Although she wasn't really conceived on Netflix and chill. Because back then, Netflix was an ordering service.
It was. Remember, you had to order your DVD and it would take 3 days.
3 days. And they would only let you get three at a time.
Honey, so you had to get your DVD. You had to order your stuff by Tuesday if you wanted it that Friday for after work. Yeah. I remember that.
This is queued up for when they get this. They'll send the rest out.
And then remember we went on the website and we were like, wait a minute, they're streaming stuff? You can download, like, you could just watch it?
But see, when they did that, the concept of that wasn't real for me.
It was for me. I was like, what is this?
Right. Well, no, what I meant is, like, it was so futuristic. Like, I'm having an awesome time with our technology advancements, but it's at the first time, like, when the first time I heard an app.
Yeah.
I had a hard time conceptualizing what an app did and what it was.
You know what's funny? Is, like, we were so busy with working and just, like, I almost caught something real quick. That was emotional. I hate feelings. Throw that out the window. When we were, you know, just coming together as a couple, we had our heads down. We were just grinding and working and working and working and working, right? And so, yeah, we had smartphones. But, honey, it had been a year since apps really became popular, since I even thought about going into the Apple store or the iTunes store and looking in to see what was available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, what app? What? It's a trend. It's a fad. Whatever.
Now our daughter has apps up to wazoo.
She sends 5 requests for apps per day.
We have it set up to where she cannot. So we've restricted her access. Mm-hmm. So in order to get
an app. I don't know what's out there.
We even check her phone. Like, when we got her the phone, we told her, this is you. Here's your code. You're not to change it. You know, we laid the ground rules.
Yeah. And we told her, you know, like, to be honest, and don't judge me, mind your business. I'm minding my business. But I was brought up, when you're a kid, you don't have privacy.
Like, right.
I, you know, took that mantra, you know, into my adulthood, because you don't know what's out there. Remember back early 2000s, the Unabomber, like, these kids were building bombs in their garages, and I couldn't wrap my brain around, like...
Well, the Unabomber, I think, was 90s. Are you talking about
No, that one kid. Or... The kid who was in his garage and was building bombs and making firearms and stuff.
Really?
I think this was around Columbine times.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I was just like, how can you as a parent not know what your child is getting into? And for me, it's not that I don't...
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a bunch of stuff coming out like that back then.
And to me, it's not that I don't trust my child. It's just that it's my responsibility to filter what she is exposed to.
Yeah.
And so I know... I trust that what I've taught her is going to stick, and it is sticking. But it might be that one day that someone gets through and she's exposed to something that she wasn't supposed to be exposed to.
So, question.
Yep.
You were talking about Columbine, and I was on social media. I'm not going to say which anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that 2 students, female students, were suspended for dressing up as either victims or the Columbine shooters. And they got suspended from school because they did that on Halloween when they're at school or whatever.
Why would they?
Thoughts. What do you think about that?
Okay. I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? What?
When these girls were so young that I don't think they weren't alive when that happened. Cause so,
but that doesn't mean anything. They should. How old were they?
They're like 15, 16.
They're in high school.
They're in high school, right?
So they should have. They should know better.
Yeah, and I think Columbine happened 1998 or 99. No, here I'll.
You look that up, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking about it. So my mind immediately goes into therapeutic mode and counseling. Right, when I see two teenagers doing that, I start looking at their situation and. I know that in today's day and age, image is everything. So they're doing that for a reason, whether it's to get attention or whether something might be happening at home.
Gotcha.
And so immediately I start thinking, okay, which one is it? And then I would have to observe that person and these two girls and see what their history is. Do they have a history of being outspoken in school? Do they have a history of going against the grain? Do they have a history? If they do, then I chalk that up to ignorance and I start going along that path with, okay, these two girls are ignorant and they need some education.
I found out. So they wouldn't have been alive because it happened April 20th of 1999. And I remember where I was when I heard that the story go off.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I know that the year was right. And looking at the photos, the surveillance video, the girls were dressed like the shooters. That's who they were dressed like, not victims. So, and what they did is they took a picture of them laying down in the same part of the school, I guess, or whatever, that the Columbines, that whole thing was, you know, went down. And so I didn't know
why. And so they were dressed as the shooters or the victims?
The shooters. And they weren't even alive when that happened.
So yeah, like I said, I would have to look at a history of their behavior. And so if they have a history of being, you know, like just outspoken, mm-hmm. always going against the grain, doing certain things to get attention, like, mm-hmm. you know, dressing a certain way, makeup a certain way, hair a certain way, or just acting out in class. Aside from act out in class, I would chalk that up to ignorance and then go down the path of, okay, now they need to be educated on what's socially acceptable. If they don't have a history of that, if maybe they weren't noticed before, or maybe they had the qualities that exude a good student, I guess, if you will, mm-hmm. then I would start thinking something's mm-hmm. going on at home.
Okay.
Because they are acting out. And so then go into helping them. How can we find out what they're going through? Because maybe they need to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing is, why did the parents let them go out like that? Or did they not know at all?
Honey.
Did the parents not know what they were dressed as? Because honestly, who's going to know that? Unless you tell them that's who you are. And the thing is, I don't think they understand what it really meant to us when that happened.
Right.
They weren't alive.
No, that can be established that they don't know any better. Well,
right. they
know better. They should know better, but it's established that they're not educated on that, yeah. and it's extremely in poor taste.
I do agree with the school's decision to suspend,
mm-hmm.
You know, just because look at where you're at. You know, free speech is all good and fine and dandy, but when you're at a school and you have a representation of, you know, murderers that
mm-hmm.
slaughtered people at a school, it doesn't.
That's not cute.
It's not, and it can unfortunately drive up some really bad anxieties. And you know, America has the worst school shootings in the world, hands down. We have the most.
I'm not gonna get into it.
Yeah, that's a whole season.
So, yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we are going to ask you a very important question. It has something to do with your strength, but not in the way.
Oh, I'm not going to ask them. Give me a dollar. Let me hold a dollar.
Let me hold a dollar. Let me hold something. Mm-hmm. Everybody got somebody in their family or in their life. Let me hold something. Mm-hmm. No.
We will ask you a real question.
No. How about you hold your own hands and get out my face?
You know what bothers me before we go to break?
What?
We've had the same person panhandling at the corner of our freeway, brand new shoes, eat Subway sandwiches while they sit there. They're perfectly healthy. If you can stand out in Arizona in the heat for 8 hours a day, you can get a job. Period. End
of thought. That's tricky for me. That's tricky for me. Because, oy, bleeding heart. My problem
is that they've been there every day for almost a year.
Yeah.
If your whole thing is, I need a leg up to get better. Because their sign basically is, just give me a handout so that I can better myself and do something for my family. That's great. But it's been a year now.
Yeah, I can see that. So I guess what you're saying is that, okay, so you're not saying don't help all homeless people.
No.
You're just saying that particular person, dude, what are you doing? I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like that one lady.
No, it's a case by case.
It's not like that one lady when we were downtown and we were waiting for the light rail. And I finished my drink. I had a Starbucks and I was finished with it, but there was still some left in it. I throw it away. And then this woman starts complaining. She was homeless, but she was also strung out on some things. And she goes to this one guy and says, can you believe this bitch? She's going to just waste her coffee and blah, blah, blah. And I looked at her and I said, excuse me? And she said, yeah, you're just going to waste that coffee. And I'm like, honey, if I want to take $5 and rip it up in your face, I can. That's my business.
Well, you make your money. You get to decide what you do with it.
Yeah.
You don't criticize. You didn't criticize her for her choices.
Right. And then the guy she was complaining to was like, this lady's crazy. And he stood next to us. Like,
He slid over, like,
yeah, same. He's like,
girl, you know, we gotta go to break.
Oh, okay, bye.
All right, so we are mainly a weekly podcast, as some of you do know, but sometimes things go down in our world in a blink of an eye, and we feel that we just got to share with you before it's too late. We feel like it's the right thing to do. So now we have two methods for you to keep in the loop with us. Are you ready? Right now, pick up your cell phone and text the code EZUWZ89617. And you're going to want to go ahead and text that over to 474747. That's Edward Zebra Umbrella, Walrus Zebra 89617. And you're going to text that over to 474747, or you can just go to our web page and sign up for alerts. We don't mind doing the work for you.
I seriously cannot get any more practical as a human. Don't get me wrong, some days I'd love nothing more than to throw on some heels, get the flat iron, beat my face up with a contour. However, when you're a wife, mom, student, and work full-time, putting on mascara becomes an ambitious task, trust me. Because of this, I consider meditation and yoga to be a necessity. Now, I'm not the best yogi. My tree pose is more like a weeping willow. But nonetheless, it's my me time. Have you ever thought what your me time may be? Well, if you haven't a clue, or you would like to try something new, that rhyme, right? Head on over to yogaoutlet.com to get everything you need, not only for yoga, but also for meditation, bath and body, aromatherapy, and so much more. And as always, if you want a discount, make sure to put in our keyword in the web address. That is www.yogaoutlet.com/NEAUX. They'll take care of you. All right, so we are back.
That's right.
And what we were going to talking about before is your strength, but not necessarily physical strength. So I came across this wonderful article that's entitled 15 Qualities of Mentally Tough People, and it got me thinking. And it's a pretty old article. How many people... Okay, so let me think of it this way. When people say that they're strong, it's usually one of two things. I'm physically strong, like, dude, I can lift, blah, 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 blah. Or it's, I'm tough, I've been there, done that, right? But if you think about the mental component of this, it could go so much deeper than that. There's so many other levels to it that we don't even realize. And so it got me thinking, what are these things, right? Mm-hmm. How many of these qualities do I have? What can I work on? Because when you're mentally tough, it's not like, oh, I don't have feelings. Everyone has feelings, honey. What it is, how resilient are you? Right? Like, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, my path is my own business. And you mm-hmm. just kind of put your head down and, you know, stay on your goal, right? But, like, how do you then take all the qualities that you have and apply it to your goal?
To be more successful,
whether it's in a career, whether it's in your personal life. So here's the one thing. Emotional intelligence. This is the first one, right? This is, I think I referred to this earlier, actually, when I said EQ, I said that you have high EQ.
Yeah.
And EQ is referred to as emotional intelligence, meaning that you have the ability to take in your surroundings and read a room. You have the ability to read body language. You have the ability to take nonverbal cues and then go a step further correct. And appropriately apply it to your next action.
Now, what's important is EI is not the same as charisma.
Well, tell them EI and EQ are the same thing.
EQ, EI. Trust me, when I found out, I was like, whatever. It's EI to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not charisma. And so, yes, charisma is a part of emotional intelligence, but a lot of people mistake the two.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. Because you can have charisma and then not be able to read that room correctly, and then it'll stifle you.
Think of it this way. Everyone knows that guy, right? When you're in
when they say, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. When you're in, you know, a meeting at work, and it's always that guy. Like, he always has to be the ass kiss, or he always has to be, you know, heard and seen. He has to be the center of attention. He doesn't have EQ. Like, that guy doesn't realize right. there's a time and a place for everything. And right now, your place is to shut up and sit down. Or even in school, that guy was the guy who 2 minutes to the end of the day bell. And, hey, teacher, didn't you say you were going to hand out homework? That guy. Like, just take one for the team and shut up. Like, right. I was a nerd and everything, but nerds need a break too. Like, shut up, so, right?
You know, one thing that I found very interesting about the article you found, mm-hmm. they said that people with high EQs or mm-hmm. EIs make 28,000 more annually than people with low EQ counterparts. Yep. And so that, think about that. What that means is our society says, if I like you, I'll hire
yes.
you. If I get, yes. If you make me happy in any, you know what I mean? Like that, or not in a weird
quid
way.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah. You know, like, and so if you can win people over emotionally, then mm-hmm. guess what happens?
Yep. So you go in that interview and you sit down and your job, okay, even though you're being judged, your job is to read that person that is interviewing you. And a lot of them try to go in very straight faced and stoic, and they try not to, you know, show you certain things. But people always give their next move. They always telegraph their next move by body language or even their response or change of breathing.
Yes.
It's super, it's hard to get into at first, but once you become aware of this, it becomes second nature. And then you're able to better read mm-hmm. the situation, the person, the room, and everything, and then use that to your advantage. Sounds like manipulation. Well, I call it being aware.
Or I call it strategy.
There you
and
go.
And so the thing is, when interviews, EQ is wonderful for this. If you can read the room in an interview, mm-hmm. I guarantee that you're going to be in their top choices. I can't guarantee you'll get the job, but
oh, listen, you know. A lot of times I've even been in situations where I go in and I don't have a closed mindset. I have mm-hmm. an open mindset, a growth mindset. And so when I go in, I know that anything is possible, but mm-hmm. I also am not stubborn to the point where if I know this is going to go nowhere, if you see me and your response is a certain way, and no matter, I know that sometimes no matter what I say, this person just ain't gonna like me, right? And so, I mean, that happens. It's some true. People just decide, I don't like you for whatever reason. I remember going into an interview and my name, first of all, throws people off because they're expecting some white Frenchman, right?
Oh, I hate arguing with people. You know what I mean? Yes. Like,
and so if I go into an interview, they look at me and they're like, Ryan? Yes.
Or when you call in on their credit card just to pay?
Yes, if somebody wants to pay, let me tell you something. When I call in to verify my identity and I say, Ryan Molyneux, and I go and I, you know, okay, what is your date of birth? Mm-hmm. What is your address? What is this? What is your mother's maiden name? When was the last time you made a transaction?
Right. And then if they don't like, they don't believe you, mm-hmm. they'll ask to speak with Alan Molyneux on that account,
mm-hmm.
which is so stupid. That's stupid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
gave
if
them
it's,
all the right answers.
Yes, that is if it's an account that we share.
They have low EQ.
Yes, they do. But here's the thing, a closed mindset. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, though. Bottom line, if somebody wants to call in on my behalf and pay my bills, let them. I don't care who it is.
And if you hear this and you want to pay her bills, reach out.
All I'm saying is if some random Joe Schmo is calling, they're like, I want to pay X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. Listen, people, creditors, bank, whatever, utility company. If people want to pay my bills, let them. Thank you. And don't give them third degree. I'm trying to pay you. Let me pay you.
Some of the silliest stuff. I feel so bad for you, Mama.
Honey, it's okay. I like my name. I like me.
I love your name.
So, and then also, confidence. So the next step is a person who has a very strong EQ or mental strength is confident. Now, I realize not everyone is going to be confident in everything because we are human. But there is this term that I hate, but it's so true, fake it till you make it, right? Which is basically just walking into a situation, just knowing, hey, I belong here. Mm-hmm. You have a problem with it, so what? And I have this thing where I can be extremely nervous, but people don't really pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm fortunate in that instance, but true confidence, just so a person who's like mentally tough has confidence to the core, just walk in like, not like you own the place because that's kind of arrogant, but just passively like, yeah, whatever. Know that you can do whatever is possible, like anything's possible, that, you know, whatever you put your mind to mm-hmm. is what they tell us in kindergarten, what have you.
Here's the thing, confidence doesn't mean you have to lie.
True.
So here's what I've done mm-hmm. in the past. So I've been asked to do things, and here's what I'll say with confidence. I am not an expert in that area, but I can absolutely do my best.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain words that you choose.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, speaking of people, the next one is they neutralize toxic people, and I cleared my throat because I think some people need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
We all go through this, and I know whoever's listening to this, y'all can relate. When you have toxic people in your life,
and all my friends on social media, if you're on social media with me, you're not a toxic person.
Well,
for the most part, well,
until you are. Well, that's until, the thing. Yeah, you're not toxic until you are.
But
and
I
don't
will,
take it personal if I unfollow you.
Right.
Please don't take it personally. It's nothing against you. It's just my eyes were not ready to see what you put out there, or my heart didn't want to receive what you were saying because it just doesn't align with my goals.
I've had family members who spew hate and, you know, stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
Not necessarily racial things. It's just like they're just negative people mm-hmm. overall. Like, oh, I hate this. The shopping carts didn't work at Walmart and everything is negative. And that can be toxic and hurtful to your success.
True.
Keeping them in your lives like that. And sometimes it unfortunately happens if you're married to someone who is a toxic individual.
How many times have we seen that? That's so unfortunate. And I know it sounds really, I'm not going to get into it, but I know it sounds really sappy, but I'm just like so happy that we were best friends first.
So yes, we were, but we had to work as well. So, I mean, I had to be open to feedback. So
here's the thing. Ooh, right?
Because
It's like, no, we started out as best friends and we still are best friends. What we had to work at was the partnership part, you know, the actual, okay, this is no longer just me. And I think everyone has to work on that.
Do you remember what I said about you off air? Or no, I said it in the last, before we went to break. Or maybe I didn't. I'm losing my mind. Adaptability.
Oh, you said on air.
Okay. So the way you are adaptable and you've embraced change is amazing. And I think that's a big part of how you taught me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we got together, I lacked that ability. I was a routine type person and I had to do things a certain way, and this is the only way I can do it. And if it's outside of that, it doesn't make sense to me and I don't like it. And so you helped me through that.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Like to this day, you still order the same sandwich at Subway the exact same
way. I've tried others.
I mean, here, the extent of that change is... Yeah. I switched from lettuce to spinach. But
well, here's the thing, though. That has a deep-rooted reason for that, which I won't go in on air.
Yeah.
But it comes from my childhood and stuff. So, it's just one of those things. It's a fond memory of mine. And so, if I'm going to get a shitty sub,
I might as well get the one that you prefer.
That I have nostalgia with.
There you go.
Sorry, Subway. You're not... It's not all your subs, but that meatball one has to go.
Oh, my God.
It has to go.
That is absolutely atrocious.
Spicy Italian for days up
does
here.
Does anybody, this is side note, does anybody like that meatball sub? It tastes like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like cereal. I don't think there's meat in it. I think it's like tofurkey. Like, I think it's just, what is that? It's so sweet.
Yeah,
why?
It shouldn't be. It's not what it should
Sandwiches, unless it's a peanut butter and jelly, should not be sweet. I don't care who you are. Do not make a sweet sandwich. Yeah. What is that? Ew. You know what? Here's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Just say no. So people who are mentally strong, they say no. Just like I said about that meatball, say no to that meatball.
This is another thing I've gotten better at.
You know what? Lately. It's freeing to say no, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's okay. But I know females, we struggle with having to give a reason. You know? Like men, like you guys can... Everyone struggles with saying no at some point to a particular person, to a particular thing. Everyone is weak to something, right? But men have an easier time just, no, walk away, and then not explaining themselves. They're actually not even expected to explain themselves. However, females, when we say no... We always feel the need to give a reason why. Like, for instance, there's a... Recently, this one... This sounds so... I'm not trying to get heavy. I'm just going to briefly go over it. Yeah. This recently, a female just...
13-year-old girl.
13-year-old girl was beheaded for telling a dude no, for rejecting his advances.
Now, this wasn't in America, but...
It wasn't in America. Still. And you know what? And there's this...
13.
Yeah.
And she said no, and she lost her life for it?
That sucks. And on a more superficial level, over... I know it's not just a Chicago thing, but there's this this inside thing with black females in the black community. Anytime when spring comes around and it starts to warm up outside, it is officially the, hey... hey girl, you look good. Wait a minute, you got a man? Well, F you then, season.
Yeah, what is like, that
that's
about?
That's the season.
Yeah.
The season is like all of a sudden when a girl looks good, you know, she puts on a dress. She's doing it for her, right? Putting on her makeup, do her hair, whatever. And then she walks around, goes to the store, man, in her own life. If a dude comes at her and is like, hey, let me holler at you, let me talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And she says something just as simple as, oh, no, thank you. I have a husband. Mm-hmm. Or no, thank you. I have a boyfriend. Or just no, thank you. Well, F you then. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It really doesn't.
But it happens.
The misogyny, you know?
Dude, it happens. Yeah. It's so unfortunate. It's mostly in my culture.
All right, so I'm going to do the... Oh, man. So, there was a an incident when we were younger. Remember we're at the Jack in the Box drive-thru? You want to tell the story?
No. Okay.
Because he did take note pretty well, but it was funny.
It was so funny. I had gone out to the club with my friends, right? And what happens when you're done clubbing? You obviously want Jack in the Box, mm-hmm. right? So, or you find the nearest taco shop that's like 24 hours or whatever. But I drove back from Scottsdale and I was like, I called you up. It was like maybe 2 a.m. and I was like, I'm hungry. You hungry? And you like, yeah, sure. So we get in the car and we drive to Jack in the Box because that's what you do on
this
a Saturday night.
We didn't have any kids or anything.
And it was Saturday night, you know, ritual, you know, whatever. And I'm in the drive-thru just waiting for my food. And all of a sudden, this car behind me, the driver's door opens up and my window's down. And this dude is doing like this walk. Like,
it's so funny. So, okay, he did the exact same walk Dave Chappelle does as the crackhead. What's his, when he shimmies up?
Yes!
Yeah, what is that? Shoot. What is that character's
Why
name?
Why am I thinking Ezell? That's from Friday. Tyrone.
Is it?
I think it's Tyrone.
Dave Chappelle's,
so he did that little, you know, Harlem shake. And I was like, oh,
he
Lord.
Was one or two cars back of you, right? Or one.
He was one or two cars behind me. But I'm like, what is this fool doing?
Yeah.
And I got to watch my language because I know I'm talking in mixed company here. But I'm like, what is this fool doing? So he walks up and I hear him, hey, girl, hey, what you buying me?
Right.
And I looked at him. I said, blank, blank, nothing.
Right. And let's just put that, I was in the passenger seat.
You were in the passenger seat. He didn't see you. He saw me because he was in the driver's seat and he sees me in my, side mirror.
Yeah.
And so he's like, what you buying me? Blank, blank, nothing. I ain't buying you nothing.
That's,
and I'm just like
so
laughing
funny.
In his
and
face.
I started ripping. Like, I was crazy.
But no, you were quiet. Yeah. You were quiet. And so he walks up. And he was like, girl, I'm just trying to holler. And he walks up to the window and he sees you. Oh, my bad, dude. And he's just like basically moonwalks away.
It was the funniest recession of a person who failed miserably ever. And like, here's the thing. His car was full of his homeboys who cracked up. So you had us cracking up in our car right before we ordered. You had his homeboys laughing at him like it was crazy. But he took no for an answer. Right, so basically, and he handled it. I think he handled it right. He didn't go back to his car, get angry, grab a gun.
Side note, though. Yeah. Side note, though.
He could have paid for our meal, though.
Right. Side note, though. What kind of a pickup line is that? Hey, girl, what you buying me? Excuse me.
Right.
What do I look like to you?
Right.
Jeez. Or the other time. Okay, so we were leaving. Shoot. I want to say it was Z Tejas, and you were in the driver's seat. Do you? Okay, tell me. Let me know if you remember this.
Okay.
I'm getting off topic, but it's so funny.
No, it's okay. We'll get back on topic.
We're at a red light, and a car pulls up.
Actually,
I'm
we're still saying no. This is still within topic.
There you go.
Yeah, feel better.
I'm in the passenger seat. You're driving. I'm in a passenger seat, and we're getting ready to turn left. And there's a car that is in the right. Left turn lane, so it's on the right hand side of the double turn left turn lanes. Okay, and so the car creeps up, and again they can see me in the side mirror on the passenger side, right? So this dude calls himself trying to flirt. He drives his car. He inches, and he inches. Like, he's, imagine an inchworm. Just kind of like, go stop. And he was like bumping his music, right? He was a white boy, but he was playing rap. And so I guess he thought, No. But I know I'm mixed it's wrong. Up, but... It's wrong when you try to use that as a pickup line.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, and as a girl, you know when someone is about to come at it with some weak stuff. You just know it. So I'm sitting there, and I think it was our date night or something. We had probably just, I think, did I just give birth to Brighton? I don't remember. But he just like inches up, inch, and he's just like cheesing, like smiling from ear to ear. Mm-hmm. He's like nodding, he's like dancing, he's looking at me. So he finally pulls up, and you're kind of sitting back, right? He can't really see you. He's like, hey, roll your window down. And I just looked out the window, I just shook my head, no. And he was like, come on, girl, come on, roll your window down, you so pretty, da 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 da. And I looked at you, and you were like, what is going on? So I rolled a window down, and then you lean forward and look at him. He's like, oh, my bad. And then he inches back in the car. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
I'm telling you, it's just, it's one of those things where maybe I just, when I'm in a car, maybe I need to just, I don't know. Like lean into the middle of it so everyone knows I'm there or something.
Just take in the show. Yeah. Take in the show. Yeah. But yeah, that I say all that to say this. Let somebody say no and don't feel bad about it. Just like take it with a grain of salt and keep it moving. Next one is, so a person who's mentally strong knows that the number one fear is a source of regret. Remember how we were talking about our biggest fear? Right?
Mm-hmm.
In that you just don't want to, at the end of your life, have regrets.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that dude that got that tattoo, no rag rats.
Oh my lord. Or like, so.
Don't do that. But just know that at the end of your life,
YOLO.
Honey, the most expensive resource on this planet is time. And
that's how we gauge how much we're worth.
Yep.
Hourly, and it all equates to hours, time.
Do not be afraid to take risks.
Yeah.
Life is so short. You only live once, but you also only die once.
What I found is going into the situation with confidence and saying, yes, I don't know this yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I can.
Right.
Actually helps me get over that piece. That
Ooh, that's whole, hard though, because you know
is.
What?
Yeah, it's practice. It's ever, like, I still have moments.
It's hard though, because you know what? You know, I'm like, if I don't feel like I have something 100%, I can't, it's hard for me to digest that. And then there's times where people in my small circle are like, Ryan, you are human, honey. Mm-hmm. Stop. Honey, you are not, you don't always have to be Wonder Woman. Stop it. So that leads us to embracing failure, because you cannot succeed without failing. Some of the greatest, no, all of the greatest inventors have invented more things that failed than they did those that actually worked.
But the ones that worked, we use to this day and have adapted to make things better. And
exactly.
So without them doing that, without those failures, and they learned from their failures, that's important.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that's really what defines insanity. If you keep doing the same thing and not learning from it.
Or trying to learn from it.
Yeah. Then that's an issue. But you know, keep trying at it. Even if you do, you know, fail, it's fine.
Yeah,
because
embrace it.
Right. Because you're learning from your mistakes. That's how you can improve and move on to the next one, right? They also will not let anybody limit their joy. That kind of goes along with the other one, in that you neutralize toxic people. When someone's in your life, it's not just cutting them out, but when they're in that circle and that person is obviously toxic, they're able to handle that person without going on 10 themselves. And I think I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, any situation when someone is just too much, I see that they're just not good for me, or they're not good for this environment.
We've been in groups where, like, there are some Debbie Downers, and that...
Oh, I can shut it down quick.
Yeah, well, that's just it. It's like, you know what? I'm still going to have fun
here. But in a tactful
here.
Way.
Yeah, I'm going to have a good time. Yeah. I'm just going to not do this, you know?
You know, I've always been that person that people in the group will send to, like, or ask to kind of correct that situation. Mm. Like, remember, anytime you work in a group project for work or school or something like that, you always have that one person that just ain't pulling their weight.
Yes.
You know, and it puts pressure on everyone. So I'm usually that person.
I'll put the references page in.
But honey, I bet you won't do the references page. How about that? I bet you gonna sit up here and do this research like everyone else.
Right.
I'm not taking it personal, you guys.
Yeah,
it's not.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like we've had to write thousands and thousands and thousands of words on paper.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I do our own research.
I don't take that personally at all. no, seriously, I'm usually that person where everyone's in the group's like, "Hey, can you talk to them?" Gladly, hold my beer. Like, maybe
well, she
not
don't
beer.
Drink beer, but you know, she's not a beer girl.
No,
she's just using it as a term. I don't want people thinking my wife's into the beer stuff.
The beer. Say it like it's a harsh drug.
No, but there are more, like, so
it's a figure
thing.
Of speech.
Yeah,
hold like, my beer, like, watch this.
Right,
exactly.
For
so,
you it's more like what, hold your hold Momo my Bellini.
Hope, first of all, is called a fuzzy Momo
oh,
Bellini.
Yeah, there you go.
It's at Raw Sushi, but that's not my favorite drink there. My
it?
Favorite drink is called a shiso natty. Man, that sounds bad. Shiso.
You didn't name
it. S-H-I-S-O naughty. It's delicious. It's a sushi bar. So they have weird names, right?
It's a, you know,
it's
I get it.
It's so good. Yeah, it's more like that or hold my coffee.
And I like beer, but I'm weaning off of it because I'm getting older. And so now it's like,
what does that mean?
So, well, because thing, it doesn't sit right again.
Okay.
Never mind. Girl, what you doing here? You're going to get me off topic.
but like, you know, I'm that person where they're like, hey, can you gladly hold my coffee? How about that?
Yeah.
Hold my coffee.
Yes.
Hey,
hold my scotch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working
when
on.
When that person is toxic, hey, Jennifer, come here for a second. I just want to talk to you about something because I just want to make sure that we're both on the same page, that we're all on the same page because we all, and then you always have to, what you should do is point out the positive in them participating, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you know, we all really want a good grade, right? We don't want to, you know, because if one person fails, then, you know, we all fail. I mean, you want an A, right? Okay, so look it. This is what I think we should do. and I'm like, this person's doing part A. This person's doing da 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 da. Here's your part. Are you good with this part? Okay, gotcha. Just so we're understanding. Now, here's the deadline that we're all going to do it by. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be before the actual deadline.
So can I
count on you to do that? All right, I'm going to text you on that day. Like, you know, just neutralize
but
it.
But here's the thing, right? So what I like, one tactic I stole from you. Is that up front, you put it out there. Tell me what your strengths and weaknesses
are
of this project and what you would like to do most. So you actually get their buy-in up front. And then,
oh, you made me sound like a shyster. That's not
no,
the case.
No, that's actually leadership 101.
Interpersonal,
so getting buy-in.
Interpersonal relationships, people. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging people's strengths and weaknesses.
So they're successful.
And then, right, and then... You know, assessing their abilities to the actual duties that need to be done.
Yeah.
So if you're really good, if your strong suit is writing and my strong suit is research, then I am going to research this, give you my findings according to what's required of us. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you're going to write that through. And then we all as a group will review this and sign off on it before we turn it in.
And people that are doing things they enjoy are way more into it. And think, you know, so you'll get a better quality
of
work.
Exactly. So it also, you know, brings up the rapport as well, you know? So everyone's happy. So neutralize toxic situations, not necessarily with force, but, you know, with helping people, right? Just making sure that everyone gets what they want out of that, gets what they want. Everyone gets what they want out of this, right? Now, here's one that I think we should all work on. It's a two-part thing. One, don't let anybody limit your joy.
Which we just talked about.
Yes. But then also, don't limit the joy of others. Hello. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just like, and I don't know many.
And walk off.
Right, honey, now. Listen, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know many people in my life right now that are like jealous.
Well, you
or
know why?
Because we've curated small circles.
No. Do you know why?
Why?
You've mastered getting rid of toxic people out of your life.
I have.
So if you've mastered getting toxic people out of your life, you know, you don't have to really worry about these two things.
And it's an ongoing process. And I will admit this. If you've known somebody for a long period of time, it's harder to get rid of them because they've grown roots. And it's not that... Okay, so remember years ago, I used to have this thing where I could really just cut somebody off like that and just walk away from a situation. I can't do that now because I have so many ties to so many things in life that could... If I do that, that will unravel a lot of things. I understand a lot of people are like that as well. Mm. Everyone is like that. It's the deeper you get into a discipline, a job, group of friends, whatever, it's harder to only because other things in your life can unravel. It can affect another part of your life.
You know what
my
tactic was? My tactic was getting so that I didn't have to grow roots growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I would get a friend and then get them hooked up with another friend that I knew that they would go good
with.
You would pawn them off? Yeah, and then I would disappear. Like, because you know me, I was homeless growing up. We were poor. We were impoverished. You know, unfortunately, I never stayed in school for more than a whole year. You know, all through that. That's why when I got to high school and I went on my own.
You were like, I'm serious about
this
high school thing. Yeah.
You know, I left home when I was young. Like, you know, and so, but I just felt like I can't have this connection with these people because I'm gone next week anyways.
Yeah.
So I would end up, and to help me not be so sad about it, I'll hook them up with people that helped them. And I felt good about that. And then I would go off and move on.
But would you agree that that's not necessarily the
way to do it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was a kid when I was doing it. And I did it because I felt... I would feel sad if I developed...
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something to help you cope, right? Or coping mechanism.
I was more concerned with them. I was more concerned that they would be hurt and...
Didn't want to disappoint as a kid.
Right, because I had a whole different approach to friendships as a kid, and it was more like what I am now.
Hey, dude.
Huh.
Side note, good on you for the glow up. Seriously. Like, you went through a hell of a lot that if people even had a tidbit of, they knew just a portion of your life, they would be like, how are you even existing? You know what I mean? So good on you for that. I don't think I give you enough credit for that. So
baby, you do good. I don't need.
I know you don't, but I mean, okay. Sappiness away. Throw the feels out the window. Boom.
I think it's time to exercise.
Yeah. So the next one is. So yes, do not get jealous of other people's success in life.
Yeah,
Be happy for them.
I got a little jealous.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what it was, but there was a post to this guy and his family, and they were in Maldives having the time of their life. And for a moment, I got so jealous.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I can't get there right now. And
so then how do you get over that? How do you manage that?
Well, honestly, I snapped. It took a couple seconds. I snapped right back into my mentality of, you know what?
You know what I do?
Good for them. I'm glad that they're having fun. You know?
Exactly.
That's what I had to do.
I start thinking, you don't know anyone's story.
That's true.
You think you may know somebody, but you don't really know somebody. Unless you live with that person day in, day out, and you see them every single day. You don't know that person if you, you know? So... You don't, as close as you are to a friend, you don't really know them and you don't know what they're holding back on. And isn't that what depression is? I remember seeing like a post that says depression also looks like this and it's just a happy person. And that's so true. And so if you see someone in Maldives or something, some people are a-holes, but what if they're really struggling on the inside? What if they're mentally ill? Mm-hmm. And there's such a stigma about mental illness that really needs to stop, because really it's just when your head gets a cold. And we all get, you know, very sad or down.
What happens to a cold if you don't treat it?
Oh, it gets worse.
Right. And it develops into other things. Yeah. And that's exactly what depression does.
Exactly. And so a lot of people, or they're, maybe they're getting physically abused or something like that. Who knows? But, and I will say there are some people that are just flat out a-holes. And they, you know, hey, oh my God. Like this one chick got a Ferrari? Was it a brand new Ferrari? It was beautiful, whatever it was. No, Maserati. Oh my gosh. It was a beautiful Maserati. Mm-hmm. And her man gave her a big old Cadbury egg, right? And he said, open it. And she opened it. And inside it was the keys to the car. And she didn't know that she was getting this car. Well, social media, quote unquote, didn't know. Because all of a sudden she's standing in front of a curtain, right? And then the curtain pulls back. And it's this beautiful car. And you know what she says?
Hmm.
She says, I got chocolate on my car keys.
Oh, Jesus.
First
of all.
For a second, I was like,
Even if I had the money for a Ferrari or Maserati, I wouldn't want to pay the annual tags. Those are extremely expensive.
Well, I think they were flexing. So either they had it like that, they're just like tall money, or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of social influencers out there that just kind of live this fake life, you know?
I've seen that.
Yeah, but and even if they are faking, what if there's something deep down going on with them that they have to struggle to get other people's acceptance? Mm-hmm. That's why you shouldn't judge. And so that's why I stopped. I was like, okay, maybe this person doesn't have, maybe she doesn't have good self-imagery and she needs this, you know? And that's, guess what? None of my business. So next one, moving on. Mm-hmm. This is something I got to work on. Exercising. Mentally strong people exercise. Now, here's the thing with exercising. If I had the time, I would do it as often as I could every single day. If I could work out twice a day, I would. But, dude, my courses, they recommend that I study 5 hours a day. I don't have 5 hours a day. I have two jobs, and they're full time.
Well, if you include being a wife, a mother, a daughter...
Yeah, and I don't even include that into it.
Plus, you know what I mean? So you add all of this stuff, and you've got like 4 or 5 jobs or more.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd say so. Yeah. And so, but the thing is, after I exercise, I feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a super good high to it. Like, oh my gosh, my blood feels like it's moving faster. And everything's just amazing at that point. So, which leads to another component of health, getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Do you get enough sleep?
So on paper, yes. Like, so the experts say, what is it, 6 to 8 for?
I think so.
A grown ass man? Is that what they say?
Something like that.
Yeah, that's official.
Let's go with it.
And
that's an official statistic.
Yeah,
For a grown ass man, you need to get, 6 to 8 hours sleep. Continue.
It depends on the day and, you know, that kind of stuff and what we got going on. Am I doing late night grading? Blah, blah, blah. But on average, I think I do get at least 6.
Yeah.
So I can say that I get enough sleep.
These days, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Because I do my full-time gig, right? And then after that, I got grading and stuff. I have 5 classes with at least 60 students in each. So, and like most of them are upper level courses.
But here's the thing. So at the beginning of this semester, you had like 2, and then the head teachers would come to you and say, can you take another class? I can't do this one. Can you teach this
Can you take this over?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's a blessing. It really is to be able to, I guess, develop
you're
my
trusted.
Skills. Yeah, I'm trusted.
They come to you to teach
the classes.
I have
a really
classes,
good
so.
Reputation on campus. Yeah.
I love that.
Thank Thank you.
Speak positive. Good.
But the thing with that is, and I love it, but then I'm also in school too. Mm-hmm. I went back to school. If you guys didn't see my posts on social media, if you see me rambling out in public, that's okay. I'm just back in grad school. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't get enough sleep. So every day I go to bed about 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. Then I got to get up at 6. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing in life, dude.
Well, not to mention you're our daughter's teacher as well.
Yeah. Yep. I'm helping her. And oh my gosh, I'm so proud of her. Hmm. She is in, she tested in for advanced level language arts.
Yeah.
And gifted and talented science. That's my baby.
It did. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, I love the girl. She's super smart, but growing too fast.
I just want to bottle her up and be like, just stay this little. So in doing all that, I'm super tired. Yeah. And
now I feel like I don't do enough. I realized that after hearing that, I realized I'm lazy.
You are, but that's the thing. You're not lazy. I just am weird. I don't know what's up with me.
You're just on the go all the time. And now, dude, I feel bad because now everyone listening is like, well, that deadbeat, you know, over there.
Yeah, that deadbeat, sure.
But there's no doubt. Like, I'm going to tell y'all right now, listen, she's not fabricating any of this. Mm-mm. And if anything, she's downplaying a lot of this stuff. So big kudos to her.
Aww. You know,
and that's just it. And she's my hero. So
thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, in all of this energy that I have to put, or that I burn, right, doing all these things, I have to admit I do something I shouldn't do, which is not just drink caffeine, but I am fueled by it these days because of the lack of sleep. And so they are saying that mentally strong people limit their caffeine intake. Hmm. Could you do this?
What I did is I'm a two coffee a day guy. And so I need one to get me through my morning and to get me into the afternoon and done. Well, I cut back and I only do one cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drink 2 bottles of water, and I've noticed my energy go up. I've also noticed that, I feel better.
Okay.
Like, you know, I have acid reflux, so too much coffee throws my pH balances off and stuff. So the water helps a lot. So I am feeling better. Now, energy wise, I'm not sure it's helping that much, but I am feeling better, which in turn, in moments, I feel like I have more energy. I have more strength.
Okay.
I've noticed that since I cut down to 1 cup a day and then have 2 bottles of water, I feel stronger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool beans. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's something I know I need to work on. At this point, I don't know what else will get me energy if I don't drink my coffee. And I don't think you guys want to see a Ryan without coffee in her system. When I wake up in the morning, I have to have a come to Jesus moment. I sit up in this bed and I have these existential thoughts where, what is life exactly? Is work really important today? Am I still asleep right now? Why do I need to get out of this bed? And I just sit there for a while and I'm just like cranky. And you wake up, you're like, you might hit the snooze button a couple times, but when you're ready, you're up, right? And you get on, and then, like, you look at me, you're like, you good? You know that I need a moment. And I'm like, yep. You're like, okay, I'll give you a minute. If I don't have coffee in my system, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Everyone wants Ryan with coffee in her system. The next one is another quality is, they don't wait for an apology to forgive. I'm good at that. I don't hold on to grudges because I don't want to have that cancer in me. I will say this. If I don't understand something, I can't let it go. You know what I mean? If I don't understand. No, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense. Like, the other day I saw this one dude with some sweatpants and socks and sandals and then a tank top. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Anywho, but if someone ticks you off...
And you had to forgive him for the sandals and socks.
I had to forgive him for hurting my eyes.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I walked away. See, because I'm the better person. I'm bigger than him because I walked away and I forgave him.
Here's the thing. In order for you, there's always that and then scenario with you. So, like, mm-hmm. you, when you go to figure out why,
mm-hmm.
then they tell you, you're like, that's not good enough. Why do you do that part? And then, so, and then you literally, you know, I don't know if you have a degree in psychology or anything.
I may or may not. I don't know.
I don't know. But
I may have a couple.
Yeah, a couple. Maybe your master's or something, right?
Yeah.
But you'll do that. And unfortunately, now you've done picked this person apart and now you can fix them. So it like totally, it's like.
I do have a science mindset in that I look at something, I identify the problem. I go through the whole scientific steps, right? Mm-hmm. The scientific mindset in that. I see something, I observe it, identify a problem, develop a thesis, and then pick it apart. How can this be, how can this work effectively?
And I am an investigative mindset where I'm about the facts and I don't care about the why.
See, I need to know why.
Yeah.
Why? Why does this work like this?
But maybe that's why we meshed so well.
Yeah.
You know?
Two halves, yeah. For realsies.
Because honestly, if we both had that same, your mindset or my mindset, I'm not so sure we could be as productive.
You know what I realize? What I realize is like, so what? Okay. Why is it that it's so hard to move on after someone really has gotten to you?
Pride.
You think so?
I think that it's been years. I want to say the last time something like that was like in high school for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't remember the scenario, but it has one of those things where some dude said something and he didn't know me from jump, right? And it got to me, you know, and I let it get to me for a long time. But I don't remember anything surrounding it. But I do remember that. I think it's probably that last time I went through that scenario.
Hmm. Okay. So, yeah, just basically when someone just let it go and don't, because that cancer will grow and it'll harm you so much, which leads us to the last point. And being relentlessly positive. Now, here's what I realize. The more I learn, whether it's through formal education or just in life, the more educated a person is. I remember, one of my favorite psychology professors, Dr. Brown, said this. She said, the more degrees she gets, the more she learns, the more she realizes she doesn't know anything.
Ain't that the truth?
It is so true.
Yep.
And so at that point, it's important to just accept things for what they are. If they cannot be fixed, keep moving and be relentlessly positive.
Here's a tip to being relentlessly positive. Right? You don't have to be annoying with it. So I think a lot of people may take that and think they have to be bubbly and in front of people the whole time. No. You can be yourself.
Please dial it back some.
Don't be annoying. But, you know, in those instances, maybe when you are going to be negative, say to yourself some positive stuff constantly because it will help. Because
you don't even have to look positive. Because even my own mom said, Ryan, I think you have perfected RBF. I was like, what is RBF? Resting bitch face. I was like, Mom. She was like, well, you do. And I was like, you're right. Like, no, seriously, a lot of people don't approach me because they think I'm going to be an a-hole. But then the moment they say something, I'm very receptive. I'm very nice, very bubbly.
She's just thinking. Like, I'm always has this thinking face, you know.
Yeah, where it's just, I just look so stoic and over it. But it's me probably thinking, what am I going to have for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, seriously. Yeah. Or, like, why does that look like that? Like, just anything. Like, you know, so, yeah, just be relentlessly positive. Whatever that means to you, you don't have to be anything other than yourself. Be positive of what's going on in the news. Be positive of what's going on in your life. Everything. Just try to be as resilient as possible and look on the bright side. I know that sometimes there's a stigma with dumb luck. It seems like people are just happy for no reason. And just kind of dumb, just kind of slide by in life. And you're like, how? That doesn't make any sense. But it doesn't mean that necessarily. It just
means I'm trying to stay quiet so hard because this gets me going.
Yes, be good. Mm-hmm. Be good. So just be as positive as possible. Right? Don't say anything. He's giving me this look, y'all. He's just like...
My RBF. So, my thing... Okay.
Think about it.
Right.
Words mean things.
Yes, they definitely do.
Be good.
All right, I'll move on. Okay. I'm gonna stop. Honestly... Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing, right? So I'm going to practice being positive in this moment and say, I love everybody and everything, blah, blah, blah. I'm positive.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to be accepting of everyone. Yeah.
The one thing. Just be positive. So let me ask you this, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Rybear. And that, by the way, that's her Pokemon. She's a Rybear Pokemon.
That's right.
Yeah, so if she was one, that's what I would call her.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 15 traits, which one do you think that you need to work on the most?
Oy.
Or which one are you committing to improving upon?
Improving upon. Let's see. There's the say no. That feels good to do. I will say... won't let anybody limit my joy.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to feel bad for doing good things in my life. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have a problem with that. Anytime I have this really bad thing where if I do something positive for me or if I succeed at something, I immediately am concerned about how that might affect someone else.
Okay.
And I have to stop. I never want to look like a person that's boastful. And so I have a lot of accomplishments and then I won't say anything. Like, I won't brag about them because
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's bragging. I feel like that's being arrogant, right? And so then I don't. But really, shouldn't I be proud of the things I do?
I tell you to say them more.
Yeah, you do.
Even you saying a more would be less than some people.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel like I'm going to commit to improving upon embracing failure.
So that's a good one.
I'm going to take some chances over this next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they are yet.
Okay.
And I may not share that with anyone here.
Move in silence.
Yeah, move in silence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a post out on Instagram. You'll see if anyone goes there, you'll see the Dr. Dre post that I did. And this kind of move in silence comment kind of goes mm-hmm. along with that. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to try some things. And if I fail, I'm going to be positive about the failure. I'm going to find out why I failed and mm-hmm. see if I can fix it.
There you go.
And if it's something I couldn't fix, I'm not going to let it dwell on me.
Boom. So, I like that.
Because there are external factors that no one could help.
That's right.
That cause the failure.
That's true.
And you have to accept that.
Mm.
It's not your fault.
On that note, honey, I don't know why, but this applies to me. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to us. And really? I know that this is the longest episode we've done. Oh,
here's
no.
the thing. We really do appreciate y'all.
We do.
We've been hesitant to talk about our listenership. In the future, we may bring that up. We're working on some
yes,
things.
Yes, we're so blessed.
Let's just say we've been very successful anyways in our listenership, and I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is one of those things where, thank you. You have so many choices, and you chose yes. us. And, we
and thank
you
for getting on us with the emails mm-hmm. and saying, mm-hmm. when are you guys going to go ahead and release a Dog on Podcast? And can you guys just like get over whatever you're doing? Because... I'm sorry. That is my fault. I've been under my rock.
Well,
just like
you warned people.
Studying and working and having literally no life. I will do better because this is fun for me.
Yeah, this is our passion.
Yeah.
This is our stress reliever.
It sure is. And thank you so much. You guys are like the best in the world.
Yes.
We really
and
do appreciate
you. And thank
you
for all your comments and feedback on, I was reading your comments on Stitcher. Thank you. Appreciate mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. And because we know you guys have better things to do in life and to be on that list. Yeah. So grateful. Yeah. On that note, got anything to add, Alan?
Nope. Have a great, great, I don't know, life.
Life? Okay.
I don't know when you're going to...
That's about the gist of it. Yeah. Have a great, great life.
Well, because
life.
I don't know when you're going to be listening to this. I don't mm-hmm. know if you're doing it at midnight. Maybe you just woke up. So
I don't know if you're stuck yeah. in traffic. Right. I don't know if you're on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're at work. I don't right. know if you're at school not listening to your teacher.
Right.
But
yeah, so I'm just going to say have a great time. Have a great week, month, year, and do some good for people.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys. Bye.
Bye.